He actually opened with an Idols tune. I was like, hey, this show's going to be pretty good. So that's the show after this. It's a lot more brutal than my show. It's pretty much the musical version of my ranting. So that's happening. There's a show. Let's see if he shows up. He has 1 week. We're going to actually keep track of this. He's batting 1,000 now. Is that what it is? Or it's 100% or batting 100? Anyhow, so he showed up last week. So we'll see if the show after this called Sick shows up. We heard... before that, oh man, Fat Gadget, Frank Tovey, love Frank Tovey's stuff. So it's kind of funny. I did this goth reunion thing, upstage reunion. I did that right around the New Year's, the big New Year's party called the Upstage Reunion. They let me DJ, which was nice. So I played Fat Gadgets. I said, oh man, I got to play Collapsing New People. It's a great Fat Gadget tune. So yes, let me get the whole thing. So I download the whole Frank Tovey Fat Gadget catalog. I get all the Fat Gadget. I get all the Frank Tovey last year. I thought, okay, it's all good stuff. What do I play? The song I really like, Collapsing New People. So it's kind of like sometimes you do fall back into like some of the comfort zone. Sometimes I fall back into a comfort zone. Before that, we heard Black Moonlight from the new Duran Duran record, Dance Macabre. And believe me, that's the song on the record. The rest, Speaking of I'm going to be playing the Joe Meek, the demo of Telstar. Now, Telstar was a real popular instrumental all about the satellite, Telstar, done by Joe Meek. And how he would write stuff, he was not a musician. So he would hum all this music into a tape recorder, should play it to a band, say, okay, I want it to be like this. And then the band would play it and he'd form it. Now, Telstar got to be a huge, huge hit, but not for Joe Meek. Somehow, there was another song that kind of ripped off Telstar, and there was a big legal battle of if Joe Meek got all this money, if he would get all this money for royalties for writing Telstar. And, you know, pretty much muddled along his whole career. You know, odd-ass dude, that's for damn certain. One of the unluckiest guys in music, but perhaps the fact that he was psychotic didn't help matters. Difficult to deal with, just outrageous. Just outrageous in not a fun way. Not outrageous in a Keith Moon way. This is outrageous in like a Norman Bates kind of way. Not even a nice Norman Bates. So anyhow, there's a legal battle over Telstar, and his recording studio was somehow above his landlady or under his landlady's building. And she kept yelling at him to, you know, well, why would you have a recording studio in your building and not expect it to be loud? I don't know what his landlady was thinking. Oh, yeah, I'm just going to move all this equipment and we'll be quiet as a mouse. Coming up, the tornadoes, you know, and then, so when they say they've been fighting and fighting and fighting, he actually took a shotgun, killed her, and then blew his brains out. The happy story of Joe Meek. Then here comes the hilarious part of life. They award him posthumously or posthumously, or I think it's most posthumously because most people who get stuff after they die, it's humorous. They give him the rights to Telstar after he shot his landlady and blew his brains out. There you go. So I have the original demo. They released this Telstar Joe Meek box set that just has way too much junk on it. You know, stuff that I would only be interested in, like his humming version of Telstar. So I want to play that in just a smidgen. And we're at an hour already. Can you believe it's 11 o'clock? Do you know where your brain is? It's listening to Zombo right here on RCT, recapping the coolest finds and new releases and old releases and all this other stuff from 2023. Got this about a week and a half. Then, you know, I did decide I'm going to actually interject all the stuff I got going on after this with doing days of the week. I think that'd be a really nice way to get back into the groove of the show, rather than just go into days. Kind of do something like start with Sunday, all these songs about Sunday, and see how long I can milk. That could be another 6 months. Go Sunday to Saturday, you know, with as many songs as I can, finding about the weekdays. And plus, that'd be something you guys could get into. Oh, yeah. Can you play Friday on My Mind by the Easy Beats? No. I'll play by David Bowie off the Pinups record. That's cool. Or I can play the Easy Beats. Whatever. Don't matter. You know how I am. I try and be easy going. But anyhow, we're at an hour. And right now, that's the thing why I'm really glad the show is 3 hours, not an hour. Because the first hour of the show to me is like foreplay. Getting warmed up, getting you warmed up. It's kind of like foreplay. Okay? Now the next couple minutes is going to be fornication. After that, it's about 2 hours and about an hour and 58 minutes of me apologizing. But yeah, so but I'm just going to let you know right now, if this is only like a minute long. And it's the Joe Meek Telstar demo. And then I'm going to be following up with this band. I mentioned them before, called Monster Rally. They take old exotic. He takes old Exotica records like Martin Denny and Arthur Lyman and remixes them into something different. And I think you might like that too. So we got some new stuff coming at you, some old stuff coming at you, some crazy stuff coming at you. Are you ready, baby? All right, let's knock it out. Telstar, Joe Meek demo.
Let's have a party. satisfy my soul. Gonna satisfy my soul. Poetry.
All right. I was a little bit thing older, but it's the only thing I ever played by Adult Net. And Adult Net is actually Brick Smith from The Fall. The gal, his wife, went off when she, got booted, left, kicked. I think everybody got kicked out of The Fall. Started her own band called The Adult Net and tried to make a real, like, pop kind of thing. And it was really, really bad. And this was like some flip side to something she did. It's a fall tune that was called Rebellious Jukebox, but she does it called Searching for the Now. So it's kind of like a fall cover, but she might have added a line to it. But it's a good tune. Adult Net, Searching for the Now. Even though the weird thing is I put that into my playlist, which was fine. But then we got this thing called Spinatron, which supposedly recognizes the music and does our playlist for us. According to that, that was Dr. Jazz's Universal Remedy by Velocitex. Yeah, on the Best of Young Society Records. I have no idea how that could have happened. But that's what they said that was. Before that, we heard Bobby Forrester doing the Sanford and Son theme, even though they say Sanford and Son theme, but the actual name of the song is called The Street Beater. And it is Quincy Jones wrote that, son of a gun. And that was a son of a gun tune. Psychotic Tanks did that nice, dark, twisted version of Let's Have a Party. I don't know who did that originally. Probably some black, blues guy. And then Whitey comes and hijacks it. And then Wanda Jackson, White Lady, comes and hijacks it. And then the next thing you know, they're doing a bunch of this. Hey, this makes us a bunch of money. So they, that's a good song you got there. You know, Blind Melon? No, I don't know. I think Blind Melon was some band from the 90s. I think it was like, I don't know, Blind Blake. That's a good song, Blind Blake. I think we'll just put a guitar in there and jazz it up a bit, and then I'll put my name on it. Thanks a lot, man. Here's $20, a bottle of booze, and a hooker. All right, so what do we got right after this? Monster Alley. I played Monster Alley, Flowers in the Air, and really like that nice remixing and of old Exotica records. For Massive Music Week, which I believe is coming up, a couple weeks maybe, I want to probably do a half hour of that guy, his music. I like that. What else did I get for you? And we started with the Joe Meek demo of Telstar. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. And let me tell you something. Vestular. No, I thought it was macular degeneration. Shoot. It was because I did macular degeneration. I got vestibular disorders, and it doesn't sound like a song by The Who. Do you ever have a dizzy spell and almost fall down? Oh, man, that stinks. Are your spells getting worse? Did I cast a spell on you? I made you mine. Hot damn tamale. There's a helpline from the Vestibular Disorders Association. 800-387-84. Ah! So you got that number? 800-347. Ah! I've fallen and I can't get up. I've fallen and I can't get down. Yeah. Visit therebalance.org. There you go. So that's first vestibular. I should be vestibular degeneration. That's what that should be. Lavender Hour. Another new show that's probably an hour and only is going to last 3 weeks here on this show. Lavender Hour. Music you can dye your hair and your bathroom purple to. Thursdays at 5 p.m. And we got some Tembo sounds. Yeah, this show, I think this show's actually is around a while. The Tembo Sounds show is uniquely curated radio show, and it's curated. That's right. It's mixed and presented live by scholar, practitioner, Dr. Oscar Rodoli. I ordered that in the restaurant once. It was great. I'll have the Oscar Rodoli, please. Yeah, with a side of Antonio Carlinga. Join that show, RCT, Saturdays, 8 to 10 p.m. See, I don't really like these slots where it's just like it takes a chunk of my time. What else am I doing Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.? It's a perfect slot for me. I don't want to do like a nighttime thing or a drive time thing because I got stuff to do. This is as close as, and this is like community service here. You know, so I might as well make it. And it's so funny, whenever I'm filling up the air shift proposals to get a new show, it says, is there any other time that would, any other times work for you? And I put like Any other time other than Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. cannot work. Like I got some crazy busy schedule, which I don't have crazy busy schedule. I just don't want to come in and do radio, even though it's gorgeous. I told you we were going to do the recap of 2023 that was going to last the springtime. Welcome springtime. Yeah. So, that's that. So recapping 2023, playing the best music, the best finds, and another thing I really discovered this year was Shilpa Ray, and I'll probably be doing a half hour of her doing Massive Music Weekend. Love her stuff. New York, just wild woman. New York. There's a lot of musicians like her, Captain Beefheart, like Marky Smith, all these people. I admire the music, but there's no way I'd ever want to meet this person because it just seemed like it's strange. I like music by horrible people. I seen them being drawn like the Joe Meek. I'm drawing the beautiful music by horrible people. That should be the name of the show. Cool music by horrible people. And she just sounds like, she sounds like a handful. She sounds like the kind of chick that would cold cock you just for looking at you the wrong way. And you've ever been cold cocked? Ain't a good thing. But this is one of her older records. I discovered her this year. I discovered her. She was drinking a malt in Schwab's drugstore. And I said, hey, baby, I think I can make something out of you. As I took a puff of my cigar and put it out on her forehead. The end. Then she cold cocked me. And I said, I knew it was it. I knew I had a star. I knew a star was born. So I found her music this year and went back and got a lot of back catalog. And this is from one of her earlier records. Once again, recapping all my musical finds of 2023. And I am so excited to get through this, not only because it's been a six-week endeavor, but I am excited to get into the days of the week. I'm going to see how long I can get that to go. All songs about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I want to get back into the time thing with days. That'll be a great arc back into the days, weeks, you know, years, millennia, centuries, decades. All of that is coming up as further themes for the show. RCT in your brain. Here's some from Shilpa Ray. You can, if you listen close in the background, you can hear her cold cocking me. This is a Morning Terrors and Nights of Dread.
Morning Terrors, nights of dread. Good morning. Died before my 12th birthday, 'cause I'd already been to heaven. I can't look at her picture. I can't breathe her night. It's like sticking an ice pick into my brain.
Well, I was drinking a Coke at the local drugstore. The scales fell from my eyes. My heart cried out for more.
I can't look at her picture. I can't breathe her name. It's like sticking an ice pick into my brain.
So what? We were young.
Does that make it less real? I can't forgive the way she made me feel. She's a memory that's gone. I only have eyes for you was our favorite song.
Sticking an ice pick into my I know that it was real. I'll never ever feel again what she made me feel. We'll meet again before too long.
Nope, that wasn't Brack. That was Johnny Dowd. Love me some Johnny Dowd. Always coming out with new music, man. Guy's really cranking them out. That was from his new record, Is There a Heaven? How Should I Know? That was Ice Pick. Before that, we heard something from the latest Bloodshot Bill record, I'm a Ding Dong. It's called Psycho Billy. And then, this is kind of neat, I found, it's called Loungepalooza. And I had this record in the CD in the 90s, on CD. And this is great. This is when I was digitizing it. It took me 6 years to digitize all my music and sell it, so I didn't have to work for 6 years. But I remember I had it was a Phantom external drive, because I think that was one of the only brands they made in the 90s, late 90s, maybe early 2000s. And it was a whopping 250 gigs. So I really had to be really cautious about all the stuff, because I had like a million records, million CDs, bunch of cassettes, just everything had to go. I was sick and tired of having a storage unit that I could not access all my stuff. I did not own a music collection. A music collection owned me. And so I spent 6 years staying up to like 4 o'clock in the morning digitizing all the music. But when I got into like later stuff, like some of the CDs that I was digitizing, I wouldn't put the whole CD on. I said, well, I like this song. I don't like this song because I don't have enough room. I only have 250 gigs. Now I have like a 5 terabyte thing that's about the size of a deck of cards. And I still have lots of room left, but not a lot. So it was one of these things. So I managed to find that whole album, Loungepalooza, again. That's what the whole point of that was. Rediscovering music in 2023, I'm able to get like a lot of the full albums, a lot of the full records, a lot of the full CDs, and even some of the full cassettes that I really thought was, I just never hear again. That's a great feeling. Thank you, internets. Mm-hmm. Thank you, internets and illegal downloading. That's a good thing in my world. I like it. And I, you know, the thing is that I'm presenting this music to you, so I consider it's kind of like promo. This is like promo. I just don't do this for my own, like, oh, I would squirrel away all this music that they didn't pay anything for. I am using it to spread the wealth. I'm like a Robin Hood. Like the Robin Hood of the internets. All right, okay. Oh, and this is kind of interesting. So it is February the 9th. And according to Mark, it is there's some lots of things happening today. And the most interesting thing is that they had their this is all connected. So the Beatles had their first gig at the Cavern and their first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. The Ed Sullivan Show was 64. And this is the one I like. Paul Williams, the guy who the short guy who wrote all the songs for Three Dog Night. He's just a great songwriter and a real nut. He was in I think he was in a really crazy movie called Phantom of the Paradise. I think I was in that. Yeah, Phantom of the Paradise. It was a really great movie. I think Lou Reed might have been in it. It was a nutty movie. And anyhow, he sang Here's That Rainy Day. I don't know that song. But he was, I think, he wasn't Dr. Zaius. I forget what ape he was in Planet of the Apes. But he came on his ape costume and sang that. I'll have to YouTube that on the Johnny Carson Show. Paul Williams singing Here's That Rainy Day, dressed up as, I don't think he was Cornelius either. It might have been Dr. Zaius. Might have been doctors, because I think he was an orange ape. I think they made him like the orangutan. So I think he made him the orangutan. So, yeah, so there you go. So that's a neat little history today. And speaking of simians, it's also Joe Pesci's birthday. So, yeah, Joe Pesci does look quite simian. So we went from like Beatles to monkeys. How about that? So there you go with that. Should I tell you some more stuff? It is coming up 20 minutes till noon. How much time do I got here? Okay, it looks like maybe most of next week is going to be recapping. Okay, most of next week. Because I'm in the fourth quarter of 2023. It's how I catalog music. I get so much of it. I have so much of it. I don't do it by artists. I don't do it by compilations. I do it by chronologically. So if all the music that you're hearing today, I scored in 2023. And that goes from like the beginning of December. December started recapping the first 3 months of 2023. Now I'm into the last 3 months of 2023. And it was an extremely good year for a lot of new music and a lot of new old music for me. Usually when I first started doing these what I called the quarterly reports, because it was a quarterly report, it'd just be 4 weeks in December. And I probably started that like in 2017, started 2016. I started a while ago. Might have been doing it a while. So I might have been doing it a while, this December recaps. Probably about 5-6 years. And yeah, it's a great thing to recap all the music that I found rather than like, okay, 2023, all these people died. Let me bum you out with this. Let me let you know a clue. Everybody's going to die. Okay? I was like, oh, I can't believe Mojo Nixon died. He's 66 years old. He was a hell of a dude, but he just kind of rode life on the you know, right on driving two wheels down the road, driving one wheel down the road on a 4-wheel car. Hilarious guy, brilliant dude. But you know, 66 years, man. And I was like, oh, I can't believe this one really hurts. Really, you know, we're just lucky we had people like that in the world for 66 years. Why don't people look at it that way? They say, you die only once, but you live every day. And I got that from a Charlie Brown. I got that from a Charlie Brown thing. Somebody did one of these memes with Snoopy and Charlie Brown. I go, that's poignant. That's poignant. I think Snoopy was the actual one that said, yeah, but you live every day. So, yeah, but it really hurts. You know, there's got to be a time where people are going to listen to this show and go, man, that Zombo's dead now. But, man, but he, who cares about this dude? Who knows? That's what I'm saying. Is that why people do stuff? Well, like I'm saying, it's you do things and then you spread the joy. And after you're gone, hopefully there'll be some increments of joy afterwards. And if not, well, then too bad. You screwed your life up, dummy. You should have been spreading joy, not toiling away, not seeing all the stuff you can buy. Just experience hugging trees, hugging and planting trees. How's that grab you? How's that grab you for a good kind of feeling? You look at that because there's another old thing. It was like, you know, the guy that plants the tree doesn't really enjoy the shade, but is enjoyed by, yeah, you get the point. And it doesn't even matter. But it's at least something. Life, it's something to do while you're alive. That's kind of what that's my motto. It's something to do while you're alive. Okay, here is a band. I played these guys last week. I love this. Is they came out with this on cassette this last year. A band called The Guilty Pleasures. And man, it's a dilly. This is like the third thing I played from this record. And it's only like a five song cassette. And it's called Creepy Tony. You listen to Zombo right here in your brain. Your live brain.
out your racket, it's all over town. Pick up the boys and you throw them down. Think about your action, not your words, cause all this talk about love is for the birds. I don't dig your noise, cause I bet you say that to all of the boys. Gonna get you with a grain of salt, and if I get burned, it's my fault, my fault, my fault. You only dig skin deep, you through before you start. Every time you leave a boy, you got a broken heart. I don't need a beat, one of you break, but a shallow sound, tell them I'm going to stay away. I don't dig your noise, cause I bet to say that to all of the boys. Gonna get you with a grain of salt. If I get burned, it's my fault, my fault, my fault.
It is almost noon o'clock on February the 9th, 2024. Where is your brain? Here. Right there. WRCT Pittsburgh Zombo right in there, recapping 2023. Soft Machine, one of the very, very early recordings, Jet-Propelled Photograph, managed to get yet another reissue of some old Soft Machine stuff that I didn't know was available. So that was kind of nice to score that. And the fascinating thing about, you talk to any of the guys who were in Soft Machine interviewing Kevin Ayers, Mike Ratledge, or Robert White, they all did not like this early stuff. It's just fascinating to think that, because they were saying, oh, it was really amateurish, and we were in the studio, we didn't know what we're doing, we didn't have any direction, we just did. But it's just really strange that they just did not really, they don't really appreciate like how organic and how real it was, you know, before, you know, it was just very raw and very, very entertaining. And honestly, just very joyous music. I think it's just very good music, the very first couple Soft Machine records, and even the stuff that was even before they actually had their first record, some of the demo stuff. So that's just me. But so you just wonder if they really would have liked the music they did, if they really wouldn't have evolved into something else. Hard to say. But and then a lot of things have to do with alcoholics. A lot of these guys say, oh, yeah, I remember I did that record. I don't even remember that. I was so drunk. Alice Cooper says, I don't even remember this. I don't remember a huge chunk of my life because I was drunk. Oh, that record? I don't even know what that record sounds like. I was so drunk. That's to me is fascinating, you know, that you can do something, be present, listen to it later, and it was like somebody else did it. So you don't know if alcoholism really helped their careers. You know, did it help them? You know, I always say, you know, the right drugs, the right people makes for genius artwork. You know, a lot of times don't work out so good. But if you look like, you know, you look like at Keith Richards, you know, heroin guy, but, you know, knows how to use the drugs. And as his whole thing was he was really screwed up. He had a tape recorder in his room. He was goofing around on the guitar. And do you know what? He played that tape back the next morning. And you know what was on there? Satisfaction. He didn't even remember doing that. See, that's kind of a good riff. I was so out of it. I just played that, and now, so it's fascinating. I have no real desire to be an alcoholic. Sorry, it really isn't in my job description. I make a bad alcohol. I ever did drugs, I was just a boring person, you know? Marijuana just makes me super introverted, very paranoid. Drinking just makes me tired, you know? Some folks it has a decent effect on. Me, it just makes me very schlubby. I feel very schlubby when I partake. But I do like the taste of some booze. You know, what can I say? But very irregularly. I do it just for the taste. Most people do it to numb their brain. But this show numbs your brain. This show doesn't numb your brain. Nothing does. What else did we hear? We heard Barrence Whitfield. Don't dig your noise. Man, another unsung hero of roots rock. Barrence Whitfield, man, put out a lot of roots rock records that nobody knows about. But that was one of his old pieces from probably the frickin' 90s. But that's still a great tune. I Don't Dig Your Noise. Then a new release called Nintendo Calling. And a band called Poop Box did the whole London Calling record. The Clash London Call. He did it with an old Nintendo. He did it with a Nintendo 8-bit computer thing. So yeah, the whole album is Clash tunes done with 8-bit real cheesy Nintendo music system. Funny stuff. Started out with Guilty Pleasures doing Creepy Tony. Oh, I got to recap a bunch of stuff, man. I forgot Johnny Dowd, Ice Pick. And then, yeah, I told you all about that. You're all good. A band called Flatworms came out with a new record, and it's kind of nice, and I'm going to kind of play something for you, all right? Let's just dig back into some music. Flatworms, Orion's Belt. Zombo in your... brains!